You are now listening to 100% Two Geek Girls, unbiased opinions on all things geek. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Mika and Nika. Welcome to 100% Two Geek Girls. This is our love episode. We're going to talk all things romance when it comes to K-dramas. Hey guys, first on my list, I have a witch's romance. And in this particular romantic comedy, it's based on a news reporter. And she's an older woman that's very much settled in her ways. She's focused on working. That's all she knows. That's all she's focused on. Her past love life hadn't been the best, and the last experience that she had ended, you know, on a sour note. Not like really crazy, but it ended bad enough where it was a serious relationship. So she kind of put love on the back burner, and she meets a young man, probably around the age of 25, I believe. And he's not as focused in life, kind of flighty all over the place, has like a friend, a homeboy he hangs out with and does everything with.
Hilarious.
Freaking hilarious. Yes, he was about him. Oh my goodness, he was hilarious. And basically doesn't have as much of a focus or goal in life like she does. So of course that's a turnoff for her, him being flighty, him being what they consider a part-timer, which is basically a guy who doesn't have a career, but just has little gigs here and there. But their lives intertwine, and he ends up actually working there. So dealing with her every day, being a neighbor to her, because they actually did live across the courtyard from each other, they got to get a close relationship, and then from there, love and sparks flew. So I thought it was a pretty sweet romantic comedy to watch. The series was pretty interesting as a whole. What did you think, Nika?
I thought it was a very good series because they focused on their backstories to really delve into why their personalities, both of their personalities, were the way that they were. I also liked the fact that they had other romance going on with other couples in the show.
Yes.
That were, for the most part, unexpected. Mm-hmm. They were cute in their own right. This wasn't too heavy of a romance. It wasn't a melodrama. It was very much a romance comedy. And even when it did get serious, it wasn't to the point where it was, you know, something that was going to bring on the waterworks, if you will. But I thought it was very cute. I will say one thing about this drama. I like the way it ended because, you know, a lot of times with the rom-com, especially K-dramas, sometimes the ending can be just kind of up in the air, or they don't really give the ending where you can see that it's going to be a happy ending. But this one did really get a happy ending, so I did like that as well. So I think this is a very good choice.
Okay. All right. Going on to the next suggestion that I have would be The Prime Minister and I. In this one, we have a young prime minister and basically a young journalist as well.
Yeah.
And certain turn of events happen, and a possible scandal may come out because of it. It was like wrong place, wrong time type of situation. Yeah. Where there was a photographer involved, and they basically caught something on camera that was totally out of context. However, being that he was in the position that he was in, they had to come out and say that this was the young female was actually someone he was involved with already romantically. So then they had to pull her to the side basically and convince her, hey, let's tell the public XYZ. And that started just like a slew of events that was just interesting, because prior to this, they actually did meet and they actually didn't really care for one another. Okay. So can you imagine someone who you don't really care for and now you're forced to pretend like you're married to them? So of course that was interesting. She moved in, and the prime minister, by the way, did have 3 kids, which the little boy, he was sweet. She loved him. They got along very well.
The kids were bad except for the little boy. Don't try to sugarcoat that. The kids were bad
were sweethearts.
Except for the little boy. Just the little boy. Not Zane.
But he really, really did adore her. And just how kind of like she saw how he interacted with the kids, how sweet he was and focused on the children. It started off not that sweet and caring, but it kind of, his personality kind of changed towards the kids. I think he was more focused on caring for them financially versus the one-on-one emotional attention. But once he opened up and she saw how he interacted when different little things would happen, you know, the kids would have happened, and
it's pretty much just like the witch's romance, in a sense of she was a caring person, but because of stuff that happened in the past, she didn't show that side. Mm-hmm. With the prime minister, he was a caring person, but because of things that happened, without spoiling that storyline,
they didn't see it until later.
They couldn't really see it. He was pretty much like standoffish from his own children. But, you know, once she came into the picture, things did eventually change.
She saw more of the human side that he had to offer. And because, I mean, a prime minister is not a fly-by-night title. I mean, that's seriousness within itself. So, definitely.
I know that this isn't about her, but if we could just take a moment to acknowledge his assistant.
Mm-hmm.
She was that chick.
His that assistant was, yeah, she was on point. Yes. She was.
That is all.
And I... forgot to mention that it to add on to what you just said, it really doesn't have anything to do with the series in itself. However, I enjoyed the assistant. I almost forgot about her until you said something. Their relationship.
Yes.
Because I really appreciated how she looked out for him.
Mm-hmm.
When she felt anything might threaten him and his position.
Exactly.
You know, and I believe they were friends from, like, childhood friends, right?
I'm not going to go so far as to say childhood. You may very well correct in that, but I know they've been friends for maybe childhood friends, because it was the uncle and the prime minister and her that all had like that backstory in their own right.
Yes.
So they may have gone back as far as childhood. Yeah. But
And I really just enjoyed that.
She could
that.
Use her own story.
Yes.
I'm just saying. Like a spinoff. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The prime minister's assistant.
Exactly. That would be, I would be here for that.
Just Blaze. Now we stop.
Anyway, next on my suggestions is Protect the Boss. I actually had forgot that I watched this. I watched this a while ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, in my defense, you know, we watched so much. It's been a few years. But when we have to think about love and romantic comedies, which we don't watch that many of, that are K-dramas, then I will put this definitely on the list. Just interesting, because this is the secretary. This is the female, the main female character in the story. She starts off looking for a job, looking for a position. And I can't remember exactly how she stumbles in on this position, but basically her spunky attitude is what the father wanted and felt he needed to deal with his son. And she becomes his driver, and they get close, of course. It's like secretary slash driver slash, I don't know what that
bodyguard
position would be. Yeah, slash bodyguard. And just that closeness, which I guess is like the Korean bodyguard movie type. just their closeness to the relationship.
Like, Whitney Houston and
Kevin
Costner? Yes. I'm weak. Good facts. Big facts. Yeah.
Now, just saying it out loud, it's essentially like that. But just working close together, we know how that can be. You're with someone that you don't really particularly care for, and they start off as this pesky person that's around, and then you see a deeper side of them, get closer. So
yeah, because he was like Mr. Monk, but he had all of those phobias, like, you know, don't touch this, don't touch. I mean, I shouldn't be one to talk because you know how I feel about germs and stuff, but like, he was like on that OCD Mr. Monk level with it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Was he even maybe like a hypochondriac, maybe?
I
can't remember all the details to his personality, but he had a very quirky, interesting personality that couldn't mix with everybody, and that's what the issue was. Mm-hmm. He'd gone through a lot of secretaries and people because his personality was so interesting.
And they needed to find somebody with a different spin on things, tougher skin type, and she fit the bill.
Exactly. I will also say this really has nothing to do with the dramas so much as your style of what you picked. Like, all three of them basically had that same type of
format.
We don't get along in the beginning. Personalities too different. Type.
The business career person, and then the flighty.
Exactly.
Yes.
But then we end up finding love. So I think that's cute in itself. But getting back to Protect the Boss, I think three things that really stood out to me for Protect the Boss was the fact that normally in most K-dramas, and that's another thing too, all three of the women in the K-dramas that you mentioned were not the damsel in distress type women. They all have their own thing going for them.
Yes.
Not that they couldn't, you know, not that they needed someone to help them to do stuff, but at the end of the day, they very much had their own personalities. Sometimes when you watch K-dramas like Boys Over Flowers, even though that's, you know, one of my low-key favorites, she, in the beginning, she pretty much was a complete pushover. And as the storyline goes on, that's when she kind of gets a backbone, so to speak.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't get that about her personality?
I thought she actually softened up as it went on, because that was the reason why they bumped heads, was because I felt she wasn't a pushover in the beginning.
That's what I'm saying is, once they started dating, like, she got to the point where she pretty much let him do kind of whatever.
Oh,
and then she was kind of like crying all over the time. Maybe I didn't say that right. I thought that in my head, but it maybe didn't come out. But whereas these women more or less pretty much stood on their own entire drama.
Yes.
Or whatever. And they had their own personalities, and it was more or less just like them and whoever they were dating and complimenting each other, where each one may have had shortcomings, so to speak. So I thought that was well written for all three of those dramas.
I'm sitting here now and just thought of a K-drama that I watched a while ago. Can't remember it. However, that's to come. I just thought of a very good one. And I, it's good, you guys. Stay tuned. That's all I can say.
We definitely have some more exciting topics to discuss with you guys when it comes to K-dramas. In the meantime, we definitely like to hear your thoughts on romance dramas that you've enjoyed, especially of the K-drama variety. So make sure you head on over to our account on Twitter at Two Geek Girls, which is TWOGEEKGIRLSS. And let us know your recommendations and what you thought of this episode of 100% Two Geek Girls. And as always, you guys, you know what to do.
Stay geeky.
If you enjoyed 100% Two Geek Girls, we love for you to tweet us at Two Geek Girls. That's TWOGEEKGIRLSS. There we can continue the conversation. Don't forget to join us next week for another show.